welcome to the Sheraton Valley Magic City Sports Talk Show, a Hall of Fame edition. The next Missouri Sports Hall of Fame class was introduced this week, and it certainly had a local flavor, and a couple of the inductees set to join me here on the program. And we begin featuring Hallsville baseball. Not only is head coach Barry Kinnicky going into the Hall of Fame, but the Hallsville Indians baseball program is going to be inducted as well. Coach Kinnicky joins me right now. Thanks for coming on. Couldn't be happier for you, Coach. What was your reaction when you got the call?
Absolutely stunned. I never thought that anything like that. I didn't even give it a thought that it was a possibility. But I'm truly excited that the whole program from before I even started is being honored. I think that's great.
Yeah, that is quite a tribute. What has made Hallsville baseball, and certainly I'm going to give a lot of credit to you, but how do you make a program that has sustained success for so many years and so many decades?
Well, first off, you have to understand about community support, and that is not just the school. It's not just the administrators, and it's not just parents. It is the entire community that has wrapped their arms around baseball and had a great time with it. Before I even got there, they had a nice little summer league thing going on. There was plenty of dads and that were taking care of the field and all kinds of things. So this community has loved baseball for a long time.
Barry Kinnicky with me here, and he is going to be a part of a special weekend. He's a Joplin native and graduated from Joplin Memorial High School in 1970. So they're going to have a 50th reunion as part of homecoming down there this weekend. So after the show, he gets to zip on down. This could be a special weekend for you, and from what I understand, pretty good roots for you playing at Joplin.
Yeah, it was. I think when I was in between my sophomore and junior year, they split the schools into two, and ours was a little bit smaller, Joplin Memorial over Joplin Parkwood, and just in our second year, we go to the Final Four with Coach Warren Turner. Young coach, and we had a really young team at the time. There was, I think, on the starting eight position players, there was only one senior, and we pull off going to the Final Four. We didn't have that great luck there, but they went back again the next year with those younger guys that had the experience of 1 year, and still had an opportunity. I think they got to the finals, but got beat there. But it was a great experience. It's a great town for baseball.
So you leave Joplin and you go to pitch at the University of Missouri. How did you arrive at Ole Mizzou?
Well, there was a guy named Chris Lincoln that was there at the Final Four in 1970. I believe he was there with KFRU Radio to cover Hickman, who was also in the Final Four that same year. Well, Chris met me after the game and said, "I'm going to let Mizzou coaches know, please don't make any moves." And the next day I get a call from Coach McCarter, who was the assistant at that time for Coach Simmons, and he said, "We want to have you come up and take a visit." So from there, it just grew into a fantastic experience for the next 4 years.
What kind of a coach, what kind of a man was High Simmons?
Simmons was, he was called the old dog, but he was very, very knowledgeable about the sport, and I enjoyed having Coach McCarter, a much younger guy who'd played in that system already. I think he finished in 65 and was doing some grad work, and he was called a grad assistant for a little while before he got the full assistant job. And there was a lot of players helping each other, teaching, and there were guys like Bill Todd, who was an older pitcher already. Steve Patchen from Joplin was the catcher. Those guys helped me along and taught me a lot of things about the game itself.
Of course, Coach McCarter later took over the Tiger program. So who do you consider your influence, your mentor in the coaching game?
probably my number one influence is Coach McCarter. It's probably often, I think, in situation, what would Coach Mack do here? Mm-hmm. But then every coach that I have played for, every coach that I have coached against as a coach, whether it's a positive or a negativity thing, I've taken something away from them to either use or say I'm not going to do something like that. So there's an influence that it goes far beyond just who I played for, but Coach McCarter would probably be the number one.
Barry Kenneke, my guest, longtime Hallsville baseball coach. He's about to enter his 45th season. Did you always want to be a coach?
No, it wasn't what I thought. When I was in high school, I thought architecture was my way, and I was expecting to get into that. And Mizzou didn't offer that kind of thing, so I was started off just kind of general and fell into the education part of it. And I was really lucky to have some really fantastic instructors in the PE department who lit a fire with me. And I love being an elementary PE teacher just as much as I did enjoyed baseball coaching.
I got to see some of the pictures from the introduction of the Hall of Fame class. And Norm Stewart was there. Of course, he's already a Missouri sports legend, and we associate him with basketball, but he was a terrific pitcher at the University of Missouri. He was coaching hoops and bringing that Tiger program to prominence about the time you played at the University of Missouri. We were talking this week about Coach Stewart. While he was building basketball, he still loved that baseball program, didn't he?
Yes, he did. In fact, I had personal contact with him. He would come out to our practices, not just the games, but he'd come out to practices and watch. And had a couple of conversations with him where he was really encouraging or giving a little tip here and there. And then we had a couple of basketball players that were also playing baseball. And so there was a lot of mingling there, and we supported each other quite a bit. But, he was a great influence.
Barry Kenneke, 684 wins, 473 losses, 1,157 games. The Hallsville Indians, 8 Final Fours, state titles, 1987, 2004, 2005, third place 3 other years, 83, 84, 2013, and fourth place in 2008. Any of those teams, I don't know, maybe surprise you the most that got to the state level?
You know, that first time you get there, that's kind of a surprise because we hadn't gotten anywhere out of gotten even to a district title yet. So in 1983, that was fantastic. We'd won a district. We pulled off winning the next two games and to get to the Final Four. So that was quite an experience. And then we repeat that the very next year with some of the same guys. So that was pretty special there. There might be some of the surprises, might be some teams that didn't make it that far just because the way the ball bounces. And there were probably some teams in there in the early 90s that I thought, wow, this team's got a great chance. We've got pitching. We've got the hitting. We ought to be able to do it. And something just didn't bounce right in the district tournament. And so those are the ones that kind of surprised me more. However, it's been a fantastic ride, and winning that first state championship in '87, those kids and the parents, and it was quite an exciting time.
And then you go back to back 04 and 05. Hopefully, I've got my years right, but I'm thinking about Matt Frevert, and I know you've had a lot of great players, but as far as just a next level kid, and he did go on to next level, about as good as you probably had over the years, isn't it?
Absolutely, Matt Frevert. And Nathan Turner, his catcher.
Yeah.
Those two guys, the same class, pitcher-catcher combination that were there for 04 and 05, just were the central figures to really propel us at that time. And the 04 team, I always referred to them as kind of a fine-tuned sports car. There were just kids who knew exactly what to do with with their talents, with their ability, with their mentality. And then in 05, of course, with those two central figures still, Turner and Frevert, I called them more like the blue-collar group that was really just had to work hard. Sometimes we had to make comebacks. We just never gave up. But there was a grinding effect that that group had to have.
All right. Barry Kennedy, just a few more minutes, and then we got Earl Bennett coming on the show, too. So how did you get the job at Hallsville? Obviously, you were in mid-Missouri playing for the Tigers.
Well, that's kind of strange. I had to do my student teaching in an extra semester in 1974. That's done. I'm doing a little subbing within Columbia area during that spring in 75. And it ended up that they needed a sub in Hallsville. I didn't even know Hallsville existed at the time. But I came up and subbed for about three straight days in elementary PE and found out that that was also the baseball coach. And he was off interviewing somewhere, I think, in Iowa. And so I put it in an application. And they also liked the idea that they liked husband and wife teams. And my wife was looking for an elementary teaching job. They had an opening, so there it was. We got the jobs and been there ever since.
How are you able to, people say kids change. You can't coach kids the same anymore. Have you had to adjust your coaching style, or have you found that not to be true?
I think there's been adjustments all along the way. I've matured. I've learned every year from my kids, from other coaches. So my style is probably pretty close to what it used to be, but it's just done with different touches here and there that adjust to the game. But the game's still the same, really, and it's just how the other influences in kids' lives allow them to be adapting to the game of baseball. So we find a way to help motivate them, but it's still, they love playing the game. They love discipline. That's something that some people don't seem to understand. Kids love the discipline. They may not openly say that, but at the time, they really do love the discipline that they get focused, play hard, and they can enjoy it and share it with their teammates.
Entering your 45th year, Coach, you still got a lot of gas in the tank?
Well, I know there's still gas in the tank. How much is in there? I don't know. Like I said at the press conference, I don't know how this thing ends up ending. But again, it's who I am, and it's not what I do. I am not just a baseball coach. That's what I am, and I don't understand what I would be doing if I wasn't doing this.
Keep it up, man, and congratulations. November 3rd will be your induction. I hope some former Indians players get down there to represent the program that's also going in the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. Congratulations from all of us, Coach.
Thank you, Matt. I hope as many can show up as possible and enjoy the experience and share it.
All right. Barry Kennedy joining me here on the Sheraton Valley Magic City Sports Talk Show.